Episode 23. You're listening to Comedy Forecast. Comedy in 4 minutes or less. Hi, and welcome to the episode where we announce the winner of our Give Super Duper Guy a New Secret Identity contest. I'd like to thank everyone who entered the contest. I'd like to thank you all individually. Thank you, and you, and I guess I don't have time for that. But I really do appreciate all the entries. It was really great to hear from everyone. And now, on to the comedy. Good evening. I'm Lee Ruggles for True Life Tragedies in HDTV. Joining us again this evening is superhero Super Duper Guy.
Good evening, Lee.
A few weeks ago, we spoke with you, and you told us how you had become the victim of identity theft. Or, to be more precise, secret identity theft.
That's right, Lee. When I take off the old mask and cape, I have no idea who I'm supposed to be. In fact, I haven't taken off the costume since we spoke last.
I know. Believe me, the whole crew knows. So we here at True Life Tragedies, in HDTV, put out a request to our listeners. We needed you to come up with a new secret identity for Super Duper Guy. And I'm happy to say we had replies from all across the globe.
I've flown around the globe, Lee, in under 20 minutes.
I'm sure you have. So, are you ready to hear your new secret identity? Don't just nod your head.
Sorry.
This is a podcast.
Yes.
They can't see that. All right. We actually have two winning entries. First off, Paul Barry.
That's a great name. I like it.
That's the name of the person who gave you the suggestion. Your new name is Mr. Trundle McWhimper.
No, I like Paul Barry better.
And Paul Marshall gave us an occupation for Mr. McWhimper. Bree Porter.
I love the idea of being a reporter as my secret identity. Like Clark Kent. Oops, did I say that out loud?
Not reporter. Bree Porter. When you're not being a superhero, you'll be portering Bree.
What is Bree anyway? A deadly virus? An arch enemy hell-bent on revenge? The code name for a doomsday machine?
Bree is a soft, creamy cheese.
You've got to be kidding.
In fact, to help you get started, we've taken the liberty of providing you with this porter's outfit, a basket, and this fine assortment of top quality Brie's.
How cute. There's frosting on top of the cheese.
That's not frosting. It's a crusty white mold.
Yeah. Evil. Evil!
It's a bit runny, but excellent with Cabernet Sauvignon.
Hey.
No. You cannot change your secret identity name to Cabernet Sauvignon.
I think I remember my real secret identity. I'm the Governor General of New Zealand.
Stop whimpering, McWhimper, and start portering the Brie. This stuff ripens fast. Oh, and see if you can round up a baguette, too.
What's that? A small bag?
This could take a while. This is Lee Ruggles.
And Wimpy McCabernet Trundlebree. No, wait. It's Paul Porter McBaggy Cheese. No, that's not it. Moldy Trundle Sauvignon.
Makes you wonder how good he is as a superhero, doesn't it? That's it. We're done. Bye-bye.